Rabbeinu Zal continues, Ki ze yodua, because this is a known fact, shekishodom noifel bedaitoi, that when a person gets down on themselves, they get depressed or down, machmas gashmiyusoi umaisov haroim, because of the fact that the person sees that they're like an animal. They're only into materialism, into food and clothes. It's the stupidities of the materialistic world. Umaisov haroim. And because the person realizes all the bad things they've done, sheroya shehu rochik ma'oid ma'oid min hakedusha be'emes. And the person sees that they're very, very far from holiness. Azai al piroiv eino yochoy lehispalel klal machmazeh. In most cases, that will lead to the person shutting down. They won't be able to open their mouth. You know, a person would say logically, hold on a second. If a person looks at themselves and they see there's 100 things wrong with them, then the first thing they're going to do is grab a yellow pages, look for a doctor, and run to get themselves cured, right? Wrong. That's, in most cases, that's not the way it works. Because if the person finds enough negativity about themselves, if they discover enough things wrong with them, then what happens is they will not pray. They won't even be able to open their mouth, not to Hashem, and not even to their brother or sister, to a parent. Picture a child who realizes that they've misbehaved, they've done things wrong and everything, they come to that realization. If only they could go over to a parent and say, I need your help. I've come to the realization that I did this and this, and that I'm in a very, very bad place now. What do I do? Unfortunately, in most cases, Rabbeinu Zal says, when a person gets down, when a person sees things in a very negative light, they can't daven. He uses the words, Eino ich yochel. He doesn't say they don't want to. He says they can't. Eino yochel as well. They can't daven at all, machmazeh, because of that attitude. Ve'eino yochel leftoach piv klal. They can't even open their mouth at all. Machmas goydel ha'atzvus v'amorashchoyra v'hakveidus shenoyfalolo. Because of the magnitude of the depression and sadness and heaviness that has come over the person, al yedei sheroya goydel oitzem richuko mi'ashem isporach. By the fact that this person has come to realize how far they've drifted away from Hashem, from spirituality, from goodness. And this is one of the dangers of learning Sifrei Musar. There are Sfarim that are written by rabbis, holy rabbis, where in these Sfarim, they point out to a person what's good behavior and what's bad behavior and what's very bad behavior. And what the punishments and penalties are for bad behavior. And what happens is, unfortunately, many people who read these books, and then they look at themselves, or they look at people around them, and they say, wow, I'm living among Rishoyim, and I'm the biggest rush of all that. We're in for a lot of punishment and everything. That's one of the dangers in reading those Sfarim. If a person does not have the advice and guidance of the true tzaddikim, who teach us the secret that Rabbeinu Zal is revealing here in this Torah, to know that that wasn't written to bury you. The rabbi who wrote that sefer, his intention wasn't to get you to quit, to give up on yourself, or give up on Judaism, or give up on the Jewish people. The reason they wrote it was only to bring you close to Hashem. And it's only if you're going to understand how to deal with it the right way, that once you learn good from bad, and you do an accounting, you do an audit, and you see the bad far exceeds the good, now you got to learn the laws of accounting. That how does it work? Is it a raise at a 1-to-1 ratio? Or is it 1 to 1 billion? That one mitzvah can far, far outshine thousands and thousands of sins. If it's being done under the guidance of true tzaddikim, people who are really qualified as tzaddikim and authorities on Torah and Yiddishkeit. Aval keshu mechayes atzmoy al pi oitzanal. Whereas, if a person, if a Jew is zoche to restore himself, to revive himself, to bring himself back to life by following the advice that we just learned before, dehainu, which is, that we were taught that even though the person knows clearly about himself that he has accumulated many bad deeds and many, many sins. And he's very far away from being in Hashem's good graces, despite that. Person searches and finds in himself good things about himself. And he uses that to infuse himself with energy, with life, with joy and happiness. Bekol nekuda unekuda toivo mikedushas Yisrael shemoitze biatzmo yadayin. This sentence we just said is very, very critical here. Rabbein Azal says that it is definitely the right thing for a person, for a Jew, to be very happy about each and every single good aspect of the holiness of a Jew that the person is able to discover within himself. One mitzvah should be enough if a person believes in Hashem, and if a person has any iota of a realization of what a mitzvah is not 1,000, a mitzvah is not 1,000,000, a mitzvah is billions, it's infinity, it's eternal. If a person has a drop of a realization of that, then one mitzvah, one good deed that the person did would be enough to fuel that person, to give that person the lighter fluid that they need, to start up a fire of happiness and joy that can serve as a foundation on which they can start a process of tshuva, on which they can start putting up buildings. Vazai kishemechaya umesamech esatzmoi. And then, once the person has succeeded in bringing himself back to life and putting himself in a happy frame of mind, al yedei zeh kanal, by following this advice, azai hu yochol lehispalel ulezamer ulehodes Lashem, then that person will be able to daven like they never davened before. They'll be able to experience what real prayer is, because you haven't tasted real prayer until you've been zeicher to put yourself in a positive frame of mind about yourself and about people around you and about the world. That's when the person will be able to daven and to sing and to praise Hashem. And this is what the Pasuk refers to in Tehillim chapter 146, when the Pasuk says, Azamra leloikai be'oidi. I sing to Hashem with my oid. Rabbein Azal says, Be'oidi daiko. Look at the choice of words. Look at the word that David HaMelech used there. I sing to Hashem with my oid. What oid is this referring to? Interesting that in Arabic, there's an instrument called an oud, which is like a type of a guitar banjo that's very, very famous. Here, Rabbein Azal is using the word oid, be'oidi, hainu. Al yedei bechinas ha'oid sheli. Through my oid, that drop, that little bit, she'ani moitzi bi'atzmi b'chinas oid ma'atvein rosh haknal, that little bit of good that I find in myself, regarding which I am not evil, I'm not bad, al yidei oisa hanekuda, through that drop of good, ayidei zeh ucha lezamer ulahoidois l'Hashem, that will give me the ability to sing and praise Hashem. Those that study music know that music is written as dots. It's dots. It's a dot with a little line attached to it, the different notes, these nekudos. Vezehu, and this is why the pasuk uses the word azamra, I will sing. Azamra daiko, look at the choice of words. Dahainu zmirois venigunim shenasim alidei shemalake tanekudos toivos kanal. This refers to songs and melodies that are generated by people having the ability to gather these good points, to find these good points in themselves and in others. V'hiz here, Rabbein Azal ma'oid. Now Rabbein Azal inserts here, Rabbein Azal warned us in a very serious way, leilech im ha-Torah hazois, to live by this Torah, to go with this Torah, ki hu yesoid godol, because this is a very important foundation for any person who wants to come close to Hashem, and not forfeit his eternity, his life in this world, and his eternal reward. Because the majority of people who are far from Hashem, who don't get to do tshuva, who don't really get to come close to Hashem, ikar richukam, the main thing that caused them to be distant from Hashem, or distant from tzaddikim, or distant from the Torah, hu machmas morash choira v'atzus, is because of sadness and depression. Machmas shenoiflem bedaitom, because they lose their self-respect. They lose their faith in themselves. Machmas sheroyim bi'atzmom goydel kilkulam. Because they see all the mistakes they've made, all the bad things that they've done, each person according to how well they know themselves and how much they recognize all the different mistakes they made along the way. And as a result of that, they end up losing faith and confidence in themselves, not believing in themselves anymore, and giving up. Verubam meyayishim atzma legamri, and most of them end up giving up totally on themselves, meaning on their ever having the ability to succeed, especially in Judaism, in religion, in coming close to Hashem. Vayideizeh einam mispalalim bekavona klal, and as a result of this, you see many of these people go into a shul, but they're not praying. People go to shul, spend an hour, two, three there. What killed their motivation? What's blocking them from doing it? In most cases, this is what it is. It's a sadness. It's a lack of self-respect. They've given up because they realize that they've done so many bad things, or they've missed out on doing so many good things. There's so many good things that they should have been doing or could have been doing, didn't do, that it puts them in a frame of mind that forget it. I'm not going to start now. I can't start now. And as a result, they end up not doing what they can do to help themselves. You can't do yesterday. Yesterday is gone. But you can do now. And they end up losing out on the now because they're focusing on the past. And they're judging themselves purely negative. Al kein, therefore, person has to be very intelligent, very smart when it comes to what we're talking about over here. Because all of the person's depression and lack of self-motivation and lack of self-respect, even if it's coming from a place of truth. What do you mean? You can't tell me I didn't do these sins. You can't tell me that I haven't wasted the last 20 years of my life. Tell me the truth. Have I? Have I not? You're right. You did do those sins. You did waste 20 years. Im kolze, despite that, hanafila shebedaitoi, vo'atzvus v'amor shchoyre shnofel ovaydezeh, despite that, the depression, the sadness, the giving up, the lack of self-respect, the lack of faith in himself, that's not coming from Hashem. That's not coming from your good inclination. That's not the Yetzer Tov. That's not a big rabbi in a white beard telling you that. Hakol hu rak maisa b'dover. That's all coming from your evil inclination. That's your Yetzer Hara. Putting all of that black in front of your face, reminding you of all your sins, because he wants to bury you totally. He wants to destroy you completely to make sure you will never ever come back. Chas v'shalom. Al kein, therefore, tzrichin lehischazek ma'od. A Jew has to be very strong. Leilechem ha'toyra hazois, to follow this chapter of Likutei Maran, to study and understand and live by this chapter in Likutei Maran, lechapei sulavakish b'atzmai b'chol pam eizem ha'atoiv v'nekudas toivus, and to be doing this all the time, in the morning, in the afternoon, at night, on Shabbos, on Tisha B'Av, at a funeral, at a wedding. There's no exceptions. A Jew has to always be playing this game, always be in that ring and always be remembering this. Motivation, inspiration, stay positive all the time, focusing on the little bit of good, the nekudas tovos. And by doing this, the person will literally bring himself to life and joy and happiness. And the person will have hope. They'll believe in a salvation, for they'll have what to look forward to. This word, Yitzapeh Lishua, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that when a person comes before the heavenly court, before they take out his records and analyze everything he did in his life, first they play six questions. One of the first questions there is, Tzipisa Liyeshua. Did you hope for salvation? Were you hopeful? Were you optimistic? That's one of those six questions. Tzipisa Liyeshua. Rabbi Nazal says, if you study and fulfill this chapter on Likutei Moran, you will be Metzapeh Liyeshua. You will be optimistic. You'll be hopeful. V'yuchal lehispalel ulezamer lohedes Lashem. And the person will be able to daven and to sing and praise Hashem. Bebechinas azamer lolekai bioidi. As the Pasuk says, I sing to Hashem with my oid. Vaydeze yizke loshuv be'emes al Hashem. And through this, the person will be zeich, will have the privilege of really coming back to Hashem and becoming a true good Jew in every way.